Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Battle Hymn of the Republic, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Thirst for God's Freedom, from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5.
Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lighting of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have builded him an altar in the evening dews and dance. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is
As a living well of water. Amen. Jesus said in John 4:14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. There was a well dug in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Outside the walls of Jerusalem on a hill called Golgotha. Calvary. This well was dug by God the Father, not by humans. And let me tell you what, it was dug from the foundations of the earth. This well was marked, you know, was a marked and was well marked upon the birth of the Savior with a star. They saw the star and they came and they worshiped Him. This well didn't contain natural water. It contained living supernatural water. Amen. This well was the door. This well was the way. This well was the truth. This well was the life. This well brought cleansing to sinners. It brought strength to the weak. It brought help to the helpless and hope to the hopeless. And it brought today encouragement. It brought to the sorrowful hearts today a peace. Even in tormented times, thank God He'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. This well gives liberty to those who are in bondage. But see, you've got to come and drink from this well. This well and the living water is the Lord Jesus Christ. This well is named Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Hallelujah. The way maker. The sin forgiver. The provider. The hope. The help that we have in Him today. This well today is a hope of glory that is now springing up in your soul if you're born again. He's the Lamb of God for sinners slain. And thank God He still blots out transgressions and He still removes iniquities and He still saves people from their sins. Amen. One drop from this well, my friend, will save you. One drop from this well will heal you. One drop from this well will liberate you. One drop will lift your burdens, thank God, and give you hope. Come to the fountain, thank God, because there's living water in this well today. And it's called the Christ of the cross. There'll be no freedom except through this well. So in our society today, we are forfeiting freedom. We're permitting liberal, non-spiritual people who shout, you know, we have a gun problem. We have an economic problem. We have a terrorism problem. No, it's the same problem that's been coursed through this Bible and through society and through generations of people. We've got a sin problem. Amen. Amen. And that today is where we are. Sin robs, sin kills, and sin destroys. But Jesus said, hallelujah, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Too many have forfeited their freedoms by choosing the ways of sin and the world and the flesh rather than choosing the way of the Savior today. If you're looking for freedom, if you're looking for a solution, I'm going to tell you where to look. You've got to look to Jesus, who's the author and the finish of your faith. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. I'm almost through. If you're going to have freedom, it's going to be declared by the Scripture. And let me just show you. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So we keep God out of our society. So what do we have left? Nothing but a mess. How can we be so stupid? I was going to say dumb, but I'm going to be a little bit more graphic. How can we be so stupid when we know the solution, the answer, and we throw it away? I want to encourage you today and ask you a question. Are you free today? I mean, have you given your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Stop depending today on governmental programs and welfare, and stop depending upon the world, and stop depending upon others to get you out of what you're in. Start depending upon the Lord. And you depend on Him by your obedience and your separation from yourself and the flesh. And you come to a place of faithfulness to the Lord. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. If there's going to be freedom, there's 3 points, 3 bullets I'm going to give you. One, there must be prayer. We've abandoned that. This is a house of prayer. Your home is a house of prayer. You are a temple of prayer. And you know why we have not? Because we ask not. Amen. Secondly, there must be a working together. I mean, praise God. We're the body of Jesus Christ. And we work together. We can accomplish much for the kingdom of God. And third, there must be a respect for God. See, this is where we've tripped up. We keep God out of the equation. We don't need Him in our homes. We don't need Him in our schools. We don't need Him in our governments. We don't need Him in our life. We've totally lost respect for God. I tell you, I have respect for Him. And I love Him. And the only reason I can say that is because He first loved me. So the question that I close with today is the title of the message. So how thirsty are you for God today? He is the living water. And He bids you to come. Would you stand to your feet and bow your heads for a moment? A couple quick questions for you. Are you saved? Well, preacher, you are or you're not. There's no thinking about it. There's no doing any deliberation about it. You either are or you're not. You either a saint or you ain't. And if you're not a born-again child of God today, Jesus is offering you eternal life. He's offering you freedom. He's offering you deliverance. Pastor, I don't know if I'm saved or not. Well, why don't you pray this prayer with me and mean it with your heart? Dear God in heaven, I need you as my personal Savior. I recognize I'm a sinner and needs to be saved. You said you would forgive me if I would call. I call right now. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, of all my sin of rejection. Come into my heart, my life. Deliver me, save me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, help me to live for you and you alone. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago and you meant that prayer with your heart and you asked Christ to forgive you and to be your Savior, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to hurt you, humiliate you, or anything. I'm praying for you. I want you to be blessed. I ask you to do one thing so I can remember how to pray for you. Would you slip your hand up right now? Anyone? Pastor? I just asked the Lord in my life. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Come on. You asked the Lord in your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, how about your life? How thirsty are you for God today? Father, right now as we begin an invitation song that is about being blessed, that's what the song is about, I want this church to know if they're going to receive the message of this song, a blessing, they got to come to the blesser. Help us to come right now, Lord Jesus. Have your will in your way. Draw us ever closer to you. Bring us, Lord, into the place that you want us to be. Use us for your glory. Come on. He's knocking on your heart's door.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.